We talk about the kingdom of God, which is very important. In the kingdom of God, you use those terms all through the Bible, but you see it more in the Gospels. Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, is synonymous. And Jesus talked about it. Paul talks about it. Peter talks about it. John talks about it. And it's very important for us to understand the kingdom of God because it takes on many forms. And as I said on yesterday, when God created the heaven and earth, he had heaven and everything put the way he wanted it, but he decided to create that place called earth. And after he did all that is done, and you read that in Genesis, he decided he wanted to make something a little different than just have a garden and animals. He created man, and he made man in his own image. Amen? And history and time doesn't tell us how long the relationship went on between God and Adam before Eve come along, and then how long the relationship went on between God, Adam, and Eve before the fall of mankind. But one thing we know, that God made man as well as made the earth perfect. Amen? He made man in his own image. Man had not sinned. And God had intentions of making man to fellowship with him. And oftentimes that question would come into mind, well, why God need man to fellowship when he got millions and millions of angels and seraphims and cherubims in heaven, so great, something we cannot even fathom. But God knows what he's doing. Amen? And so as God put together the earth, he gave Adam instructions. And what I want you to know, that the kingdom of God, as we would call paradise, or Garden of Eden, that was also the kingdom of God brought down to earth. Adam was in it. He had a relationship with God. It says that God would walk through the cool of the morning talking with Adam and Eve and everything. And again, I don't know how long, how many years that may have been, months, weeks, we don't know. But we know it was an awesome relationship. Amen? And so God talks about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And so as this relationship went on and on and on, before the fall, everything was perfect as far as God was concerned. Amen? Man had wisdom beyond anything that we can even comprehend. But as anything else, God gave man a free mind. He called him a free moral agent, that you could use your own mind to do whatever you want to do. So in the whole process of that, he didn't make him a zombie. He gave him a will, amen? Even though angels are greater in power than we are, and things in heaven are greater in power than we are, but they don't have a free will like man have a free will. So everybody that's going to spend eternity with God is going to make up in their own mind that they want to be with God, amen? Much as we love our children and our loved ones and stuff, you cannot seal a place for them in heaven. You have to share Christ. They have to make up their own mind whether they want to be with Jesus Christ. Amen? And so this relationship between Adam and God was a beautiful relationship. So some of you may have seen or heard about the book called Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained. And paradise is talking about the Garden of Eden where Adam was until God banished him out of the garden for the foolishness of deception that the enemy brought to them. But in the end, as you read in Revelation, you see paradise regained. Amen? So nothing is lost with God. Many things may be lost with us. But all through these things, God knew everything that was going to take place. And so we need to come to grips with life itself, that God is a God of blessings, not a God of mistakes. Amen? God is a God that pours out favor. And he does not take on excuses. In the world today we live in, make many excuses for many reasons. And excuses only come into a place where there is a fallen nature. It's called sin. Amen? And so Genesis 2:15 says, the Lord God placed man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of this fruit, you are surely going to die. And then you move over to Genesis 3 and 1. It says the serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?" "Of course we may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden," the woman replied. "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said, you must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you'll die." "You won't die," the serpent replied. That sounds like Satan today, huh? To the woman, "God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful, and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it too. At the moment, their eyes were open, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Now, this just shows you how the enemy still is doing the same thing today that he was doing in the Garden of Eden. He was trying to undermine God. Amen? Now, as I said on yesterday, first of all, the woman had no business talking to the serpent. And as I told him, I thought, when I read this for many years, I thought Adam was down to Walmart or Home Depot somewhere. He didn't know what was going on. But the Word of God said he was right there. We ought to understand the order of life itself. Man was made first, amen? And woman came out of man. Huh? All the instructions that Eve had came from Adam.
My God.
And all she had to do was check in with him. "Hey, babe, what do you think about what this thing here's saying?" And he just stepped up and said, "Look, you don't have no business talking to my wife. God put me over this garden. Whatever God says, that's the way it's going to be. In fact, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to talk to God about getting you out of the garden, because I don't want to hear this foolishness. Amen?" But just like many things we look at, we want, we have not because we ask not. It looks so good, and it causes us to wonder. And so once we begin to wonder about those things, we begin to ponder those things.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many times during that period of time, Adam and Eve walked by that tree of good and evil and just looked at it, knowing in the back of their mind they're not supposed to eat off of it. But that's what temptation is all about.
Yes,
it's very enticing.
Yes.
It's something about temptation draws you in.
Yes.
Many times, you know, we in life have gotten to the place we got drawn in.
Yes.
I always refer back to that little song, I think it's made by Three Dog Night. "Mama told me not to come." Yes. Amen. Yes. You didn't go for fear of mama saying don't go. That's not a good place for you to be. But you saw everybody over the years as you growing up keep talking about this place. So soon enough, when you begin, as the old folks, they smell yourself, you're going to disregard what mama said. You're going to go check it out. And it's going to cause you all kind of problems. Amen? And then once you're stuck into this thing, now you hear mama's voice said, "I told you not to come." And I'm sure that Adam and Eve walking by this tree had all kinds of ideas, wonder what that's like. Now remember that the Garden of Eden, don't look at it like a little old place here. The Garden of Eden was huge. It was paradise. It had stuff in there and everything in there was perfect. Even the tree of good and evil was perfect. It just wasn't for them to touch. But Satan run around and you try to figure out how could a serpent, you know, convince somebody to do something like this. Well, you have to understand the Word of God says that Satan was the most beautiful design that God had ever put. put on the earth. Amen. And he apparently could talk, and he could walk upright, and he had enough going for him that he knew how to deceive, and he worked this plan. Amen.
Yes.
He had enough going that he could tempt somebody.
Yes.
Now, I guarantee you today, you can go to the zoo and pull out all kind of snakes and stuff, put them right here. Ain't nobody here going to listen to no snake. Most of you not going to even want to be near them. Amen. And so I noticed her serpent didn't look like that. But the point I'm trying to get here is that temptation will always be before you.
Yes.
And the God that we serve, even being in a fallen nature, always come to us and offer us the best.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But somewhere down the line, even when we have the best, we always got to look across the fence because the grass look greener over there.
My God.
Amen?
Yes.
And so even as the snake, the serpent, Slewfoot, the dog, Satan, deceived them, guess what? After Eve partook of the fruit, Adam still had some options.
Yes.
He could have gotten her case and gotten the serpent case, but it said she ate it and it tastes good, so she passed it on to him. I don't know what kind of influence was going on there, but he fell into a problem.
Yes.
And he partook of the fruit, and then mankind fell. It wasn't when Eve took of the fruit, it's when the man took of the fruit.
Yes.
So we have to understand that many things that happen in our lives is because we listen to other people. Mm. Amen?
My God.
But you have to understand that regardless of your background, wherever you come from, God gave you your own brain.
Yes.
He gave you your own mind.
Yes.
And he gave you the capacity to use that mind.
Yes.
Today, people are too influenced by what they see around them rather than take out the time and evaluate things. Amen?
Yes.
Don't just take what somebody says as the gospel, even in the pulpit. Because I'm preaching, you better be checking what I'm saying out in the Word of God. Amen?
Yes.
I miss it too sometimes.
Yes.
And you know when I miss it, I'm not ashamed to tell you, hey, I miss that. If I do it public, I'm going to repent publicly.
Yes.
If I say something to somebody publicly, I'm going to repent publicly.
Yes.
I'm not going to run behind the building. Come in, man. I didn't mean to say that to you. Hurt your feelings. That's all right. No, 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 no. Holy Ghost say you didn't do it behind the building. You go back up here.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Pride is a terrible thing.
Yes, it is.
Ask Satan. That's why he lost all that he had because of pride, his five-eyed wheels. And last one, I will be like the Most High. I'm pretty sure before Most High died out of his sound, out of his ear, he found himself like a lightning bolt hitting the earth. Amen? God don't tolerate pride. So as a Christian, as a child of God, as you study the Word of God, you receive the Word of God, and this goes to everybody. This is not just me to you. It goes to preachers and everybody else. We can't allow pride to be in our life. Amen?
Yes.
Not if you want the kingdom of God to be within you.
Yes.
God is looking for some humble people who will humble themselves.
Right.
Be honest. Have integrity.
Yes.
And when you're wrong, you're wrong. Amen?
Yes.
And when you humble yourself, God can deal with you. And when God begins to deal with you, the kingdom of God begins to work within you. Amen?
Yes.
Remember, the kingdom of God is not food, it's not meat or bread. But the kingdom of God has a work in you from within. Yes, there's going to be references about the kingdom of God being external, but today as a believer, we're talking about the internal.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so after this whole scene took place, God in Genesis 3:17, when that reason I can say God, because it said, let us make man in our own image. So Jesus didn't show up in the New Testament. He's always been around.
Yes.
Amen. He was there with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
When the making of the earth and everything is on there. But anyway, for the conversation, Genesis 3:17. And to the man, he says, since you listened to your wife. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Since you listened to your wife. That's not putting no women down, because sometimes, men, we have to listen at our wives. Amen? I ain't getting no amen out of that. I say sometimes you better listen at your wife. Amen. Because sometimes, you know, pride get in the way, big head get in the way. We think we know it all get in the way. And God got that little humble wife trying to savage you before you jump off into something that's going to cost you. But in this case, that was not the case. It said, God told Adam, since you listened at your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. He didn't say because of her. He said because of you. All your life, you will struggle to scratch a living from it. And that was passed down to all the generations. Amen?
Amen.
We struggle to make a living.
Amen.
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 But God, in all his love and mercy and grace, didn't give up on mankind.
Thank you, Lord.
Genesis 3:23 says, so the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And he sent Adam out to cultivate the ground from which he had been made. We have to understand what is going on here. We have to understand that the kingdom of God is for all generations. We're living in a time now where you have 3 and 4 generations of people that don't know God. And how are they going to know God? If grandma didn't believe in God and grandpa didn't believe in God and they didn't hang in church, they were just people that was supposed to be good people and contributed to the community and had their own political views, but they didn't want to hear that religious stuff. The children raised up, and they go in the same vein, but just looking at other things. And here come the 3rd generation that don't know God. But God knows that these things are going to happen. Amen? Not only we have people that don't know God, we have people that don't even know church.
Amen?
Amen? You have people that come up in your church, they don't know what to do. They think they're going to the movie theater. Amen? They come in with the hamburger, sit back down, and hold it. You're in the holy house of the Lord now. You have to go out there and eat that thing. And they said, well, I'll just come to hear the music and hear what that preacher have to say. Yeah, you're going to do it, but you're not going to do it on your terms. You're going to do it on God's terms. Amen?
Amen?
But when they come in like that, we can't banish them. We can't beat them down because they just didn't know. But I believe there's enough Holy Ghost in here with the love of Jesus Christ, you can say in a kind way that they will understand and they will return. Because people walk through that door, every time someone comes through that door, I believe that the Holy Ghost has something to do with it.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe people come here to look at me. Amen.
Amen.
Even though I may be something good to look at, but nevertheless, praise the Lord. That's a joke, son. Amen. You come through the door because the Spirit of the Lord draws you. Amen?
Amen.
And Lord, give me a word to give, one word that I speak over here supposed to be able to minister to everybody in here. Whether it's 2 or 3 or whether it's 2 or 3,000, the same word can touch everybody.
Amen.
That's how great God is. Amen?
Amen?
And see, we have to understand, even in the Bible, there was great men that got close to God. Amen? They understood the kingdom of God within. We talk about Enoch, who's also in Genesis, the 5th chapter. It says, all the days of Enoch were 360 days, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. It was another statement in Hebrews 11:5 says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
See, we have to understand this transferring of the kingdom of God. God transferred it down here to the Garden of Eden. It got messed up. He put them out of the garden, and of course, he took the garden with him.
Yeah.
But he still know that for us to have a relationship, something different had to take place.
Yeah.
We know many, many years from Adam to the flood, and after the flood to Abraham, and Abraham to Jesus, God was still reaching out to mankind. Amen?
Amen?
And to the children of Israel went into slavery, God was still reaching out to mankind. And they had these laws that was given, and they couldn't keep them.
My God.
Amen?
My God.
Many tried as hard as they could to keep them. But God already had this backup plan for the second Adam to come on the scene.
Yes,
his name is Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus Christ come speaking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
Yes.
He began to spend 3.5 years with the disciples teaching them about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
All right.
He began to let them realize that, you know, in order to be a part of this kingdom,
yes,
you must deny yourself.
Yes.
You must pick up your cross.
Yes.
You must follow me.
Yes.
It's just amazing how Jesus chose his disciples. And that's the reason we don't have to ever think that we don't fit in this world. Because every human being come to earth, regardless of what kind of family they come out, where they find themselves, God knows them by name.
Yes,
and he didn't create them junk.
My God.
Just because you was born in the projects of the ghetto, you was born in Ethiopia, you was born in the Amazon or the Aborigines, God's still got a plan for them also.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's man that get in and twist this stuff up and put one nation over another nation. We got to go teach these ignorant folk the truth. They're savages. God, nowhere in the word God called any man a savage. Amen. Yes, he sent missionaries to different places. Yes, because they need to hear the word of God. When he sent the missionaries to these different places, colonies, in Asia, in the far East Asia, in Africa, in the South America, in the Amazon, these people had their own culture. And sometimes we Americans make the mistake that we the only one know God. Even if all our American history proves that the American folk thought that they was teaching the American native, the Indians, about God. But now they find out that many of the Indian tribes knew God. They may not reference him as God. They say the great spirit in the sky. Amen. And so we have to understand wherever God has put mankind, whether it's in India or wherever it may be, Thailand, whatever, many men will always come up with strange religions. And it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, even during the time before the flood, when mankind was growing in knowledge and everything, and they're trying to build this Tower of Babel to heaven, God said, you know what? When they get their minds together, there's nothing they won't do. And they had in mind they're going to build this tower all the way to heaven. They'd still be building on if God let them.
Yeah.
And many of them been falling off the whole 9 yards, but nevertheless, they would never got to heaven, not by man's way of going. But God confused the language where they couldn't stand each other. And of course, they begin to disperse all over the earth. And man is always, and we don't realize this sometimes, is built in man to always realize there's something greater than him.
Yes.
And man has always had in his heart, he had to have something greater than him to worship. And that's where all these strange religions was birthed out of. It might have been somebody out in the woods looking at a tree and a bird one day, and they made that their God. And by them being over the tribe, they perpetuate this thing, and the whole tribe believes that. Amen?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I look at the National Geographic, and you see all kinds of strange stuff. But somewhere in the midst of that, I say, God, I know you're in there, and I know you're going to reach them. God is not going to put these people on the face of the earth and just banish them. Amen? So he sent missionaries in there. And sometimes missionaries get killed. But I just believe when they go in there with the power of the Holy Ghost, witch doctors back up and get saved. Amen? See, the witch doctor, the first one, recognize a man and woman of God. Because, see, they deal with the spiritual world.
Yes.
Even though they're dealing with the devil direct. And God just sent one little old missionary there full of the Holy Ghost. It messed that witch doctor and all of his principles up. And he's trying to get rid of the Good Samaritan and get rid of the Christian. But the power of God is coming. What is the power of God coming?
Yes.
Because he's bringing the kingdom of God to them.
Yes.
To accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen. That Jesus can come into your heart.
Oh,
your life can change forever.
Yes,
that's the reason we today have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
None of this feel-good stuff.
Yes.
Not some of this stuff that you want to make people feel good about themselves.
Jesus.
But truth will change everything in your life.
Yes, it will.
Truth will bring a light into every believer's life that will show you things that you thought was right is still messed up in you.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I'm still being delivered. Amen.
Yes,
God is still delivering me from things. Amen.
Yes.
And one of the greatest things, deliverance that every believer come into, God have to deliver you from religion.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God have to tear down your denomination.
Yes.
God have to get you in the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
That's the reason Paul says in Romans 12, be ye transformed by what the renewing of your mind. Amen.
Yes.
He said, I beseech you, brothers,
yes,
by the mercy of God.
Yes.
To do what? Offer your bodies of what kind of sacrifice?
Yes.
A living sacrifice.
Yes.
Now that word sacrifice, we don't like to hear that word. That means I got to do something.
Yes.
It's going to move me out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
But present your body as a living sacrifice. By how?
Holy
and acceptable unto who? God. And you do that how? It's your reasonable service. And then he goes on to say what? Be not conformed to what?
This world.
Be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. How is that possible? By the word of God. It takes the word of God to wash all of this mess out of us. Amen. It don't only wash all your filth away and all these other things. It washes away religion. It changes your whole thought pattern. The word of God is so powerful that it brings confidence. I know some of you all may have heard, may not have been you. You ever grew up in neighborhoods and grew up as young children, probably nobody here unless you're over 50. You used to hear people tell you, boy, you ain't going to be nothing. You know, I don't care what you, well, you, he, oh, he's part of that family. His daddy wasn't no good. He ain't going to be no good either. Well, when Jesus come in, guess what? He washes all of that out. Amen. Sometimes he have to do a pull of Abraham on you. Okay, you want to stay in that environment and keep hearing you're never going to be no good. You come in here rejoicing, go right back into that same old setting. And everybody, oh, you got religion now. That's okay, you're going to fail in the next couple of weeks. But God says, come out of that environment.
Yes.
I'm going to put you over here with something totally different.
Yes.
You're not going to hear this foolishness no more.
Yes.
And then I'm going to teach you my word, amen.
Yes.
And when you get strengthened in the word of God,
yes,
remember you already is in the kingdom of God is in you.
Yes.
When you accept Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God enters in you, amen.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost begin to teach you, amen.
Yes.
You're saved, amen.
Yes.
You're sanctified, set apart,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
Now it's time to be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And he is the greatest teacher that you will ever have, amen. And when he starts dealing with you through the word of God, he shows you things that used to be your belief system, and he kills those things off. Well, everybody told you wasn't going to be nothing. He says, you can be all things through me because I will strengthen you to do so. Follow me, trust me, take me at my word. And when you begin to do that, the devil of lies opens up. He sent three or four little demons over there to start messing with you. Amen. And God said, don't worry, get your eyes off of them. They can't do nothing to you. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. You just hold fast to the word of God. Amen? And don't go back into your old practices. You know you're a new creature now in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, old things are passed away. Now, by you being a new creature, I'm going to introduce you to a new family, the people of God. They were just as messed up as you. But you know what? They put their trust in me. Now I'm putting you in this body. This is the people you hang with now.
Yes.
Amen. You can't go back and do what you used to do. Because you know what? Just as the kingdom of God came in, it can go out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said, you grow closer to me.
Yes.
And I grow closer to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This Bible is so well put together.
Yes, it
this
is.
Word of God is so
thank
real.
Lord.
This word of God is so powerful. You can grow in God without being religious.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You need the knowledge of God. You need the working of God. You need God all through you. Amen.
Yes.
God, just as we parents try to raise our children, you say, no, don't do that. Don't do this here. Sometimes you have to reinforce that over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Sometimes talking don't work. Amen.
Yeah.
But strap works. Amen. Extension cord works. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. One from tree limbs worked also. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
But whatever it takes to get your attention, you got it.
Amen.
And I was sharing my homeboy the other day. He said, you know what? Man, I go to church. I get so tired of these people up talking about children being abused. Says, man, you know how we used to get whooped? I said, yeah, I know how I got it. Oh, yeah, boy, you got it. He said, boy, Miss Clara just light you up with that extension cord. I said, yeah, Miss Maddie, take them little limbs off that China berry tree and wear you out, too. He said, but you remember Miss Casey, you get these long limbs and make her two sons get into it, get them both and make them whoop each other. They say one will whoop, he'll hit him, and then he'll hit him. But you know what? They stopped fighting among each other. They started loving each other. Then
yes.
After all said and done, most every day, for me anyway, I got a whooping once a day. It's just like one a day, multiple vitamins for me. Yeah. Amen. Jesus. The rest of them, they might have got it once a week or month. But when the day was ended, around 4 or 5 o'clock, all right, y'all go out there and play. And we get into it. You know what? You come on back. I get a licking, he get a licking, get on back out there and play. And we'll play. Next thing we know, here they come out here with a stockpile of wood and two or three packages of wieners and bread. We're going to have a wiener roast. And we're going to sit there and play and laugh till we tire out and go to bed. Amen? And you know what? It's hard to hear today. But everybody in here, above 20, you was, yes, ma'am, yes. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir. Amen. No kid walk up there. What?
Yeah,
I seen one young man walk up. He'd been away for the summer. He come back home. Somebody call him. What? What y'all want? Bam! And he laying on. Well, what you hit me for? Man, you lost your mind. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But see, I guarantee my mother and everybody in the neighborhood, they'd be locked up. Oh, child abusers. Amen. But I can say thank God for every one of them switches, that extension cord, amen. And when you had to go to school with that little greasy brown bag, amen. It may not have a McDonald's in it, but it might have had a little press ham sandwich, a little greasy bag. But on top of that was love, amen. Amen. We had joy, we had peace. And for most of those families, you know what, before you walked out that door, your parents prayed over you. And it was nothing. It was normal to go into a high school or elementary school dining hall when they give us our meal. Everybody be praying, saying a little blessing. And somebody just say, Jesus wept. They, oh, Church of God Christ, there ain't no blessing. There ain't no way you bless your food. Amen. But the point is that we all knew to respect God because God was getting ready to make an entrance into our life. Our parents done what they could do. Now it's up to us. Now you have those renegades like myself who grew up in church and ran away from the church, amen? But you couldn't run away from God, amen? It took me he let me go from 17 to 29, and that's when he made the call, come on home. And I'm glad about it, folk. I'm glad about it. I understand the kingdom of God. I understand the kingdom of God was within me. That's the reason I don't mind standing telling anybody, if God don't keep me, I can't be kept. Amen.
You,
I know God is not going to tolerate no bad attitude. Amen.
Yes.
And you shut down your blessings. God don't shut them down.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell you, every day I get up and just holler, praise the Lord, everything belongs to the Lord. I try. But sometimes I wake up with a bad attitude. Amen.
Yeah.
And I have to go repent.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Because through the night, the enemy is still working. He's planting all kinds of thoughts and ideas. That's reading the word, tell you don't go to bed. Don't let the sun go down with all in your heart. Don't be mad at nobody. You may have a heart stop. Amen. You're on the uh-oh side then. So you make sure that you get everything well. Amen. Folk, we can have joy of Jesus and give everything we need. Amen. If we just get in the Bible, God has an answer for everything. And he wants you to live in perfect peace.
Yes.
He did say perfect peace, huh?
Yes.
Or did it say partial peace?
Perfect.
Whose mind?
Stay on him.
It's not hard to keep your mind on Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of distractions out there. But it's not hard to keep your mind on Jesus. Let me tell you, try this here. Look at where you are today. And look what God has done for you. I'm one of those that believe that everything God give us, we're not supposed to lose it. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yes.
And if we lose it, God gonna replace it.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes God gives us so much, we just misuse it and take it for granted.
Yes.
And then we lose it. Amen? That's not God's fault. The word still say, be a good steward of the things that God has given us. Amen?
Yes.
And when you're a good steward, God's going to give you even more.
Right.
But remember, everything that comes to you is not just for you.
Yes.
You learn to share it with others.
Yes.
You remember in the book of Acts, when things was on fire, the Pentecost and everything, folk went and sold land and brought the money and put it to apostles' feet so everybody could have. Everybody could have. Amen?
Amen?
That's what it's all about. How could that happen? Because the kingdom of heaven was within.
Yes.
They had discovered something. The power of God is working. We are seeing something we never seen before. Why the religious folks, them Pharisees and Sadducees, and all right, walking around in long decorative robes and hats and buying each other and all this other foolishness, getting mad. We thought we got rid of Jesus, and now they're out there acting like him. We got to get rid of them too. And God just began to pour more power into the apostles. They start preaching. Do you realize when they went out preaching that people come with sickness and disease and everyone got healed?
Yes.
That really messed up the religious folk, amen? They go back in their little son of God scratching their head. Well, we can't deny it wasn't a miracle took place there. We saw that boy laying out there 27 years. Now he up dancing and jumping all over the place. We seeing this other one just looking at every way. See, he looking. He never could see before. Now he got his eyesight. And this one over here won't talk to everybody because he can hear. We can't deny that. Amen?
Yeah.
But that's what religion do. It'll keep you in a box.
Yeah.
He who the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
And the freedom of Jesus Christ is to give you liberty to live for him.
Yes.
Now God is raising us to another plane.
Yes.
And that plane is that you will live in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And living in the power of the Holy Spirit, you got to pray on a constant basis. Jesus. Lord, remove all fear, doubt, and unbelief.
Yes.
Well, I'm a believer. You still got some unbelief in you. Amen.
Jesus.
Lord, send me where you want me to go. How many people put that in their prayers?
Yes.
But Lord, I don't send me over here. Don't send me. You told him, send me wherever he wants you to go. Don't condition your prayers when you pray to the Lord. Amen. Remember that he is the one that made you.
Yes.
And wherever he sends you, your flesh may not like it, but it's a reason for you being there.
Yes.
You're going to be a blessing, but at the same time, he's going to straighten out some stuff in you.
Yes.
I never thought I'd be hanging with them kind of people. Well, Jesus hung with them. Are you better than Jesus? Huh? You got to walk in the power of his anointing. As I was sharing with them on yesterday, and you hear me say this pretty much, you know, it's time for Christians to rise up. We got all the power of God on the inside of us.
Yeah.
But it's just church people and preachers preaching to preachers.
My God.
Amen?
Amen?
And the world is dying outside the door going to hell.
My Lord.
Amen?
Yes.
We bypass people that's hurting like they're not good enough for us to take our time for them. Amen? But Powerhouse Praise doors will always be open. And I'll tell you, and I always tell people this, so you might not want to be a part of Powerhouse Praise. Everybody's welcome here.
Yes.
Amen. If you're looking for all the rich political folk, they might stay for a day or two until the prostitutes, drug addicts, and all them come in. But they welcome too. Amen.
Yes.
And if I know them, they're going to be sitting up here. They ain't sitting back there in the back. Amen. Because God loves them too.
Yes.
And whenever I see somebody down and out and all messed up, I think about God, you know, I'm only standing here because of you.
Right.
I might have done, if it wasn't for you, there go me.
Yeah.
The only problem with it, I'd probably been in the grave already. Amen? But I thank God because every person that's breathing oxygen and blood is running through their veins, the love of God is still reaching out to them regardless of what shape they're in. Amen?
Yeah.
It's not for me to condemn them, to beat them down. It's for me to raise them up, give them confidence again.
Yes.
Walk up, put your arms around them.
Yes.
And let them know it's a genuine love. Amen?
Yes.
I don't want those stiff arm back. I'm going to shake your hand, but keep my arms stiff, keep the distance. Amen?
Right.
I can hug you if I keep talking about this blood.
Amen.
I don't know what blood you got applied to your life. I got the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so I'm going to tell you, if I hug you, I don't care if you're full of demons. Them demons are going to start screaming. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. They the one going to leave. I ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Yes.
Ain't no demon can get inside of here.
Yes.
And I tell, if the demon scream, I hope he go out the door. If you back up and running, I know the demon is still there.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? God is greater than any demon.
Yes, he is.
And everything that's in this fallen nature, a world that we're living in now, you better know Satan is behind it.
Yes.
Amen? Mm-hmm. You better know Satan is working these things. Amen?
Yes,
this is the time that we walk in the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
This is the time that we reach out to people. People are hurting, folk.
Yes.
I say people are hurting.
Yes.
And you know, I didn't always think like that. I was religious too. So God had to bring me into some of my family members. What, you going to reject them? And every time you look up in the eyes, they say, hide not yourself from your family.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord, I'm saying this too much. You got to go to them. Amen. You got to love on them.
Yes.
But at the same time, that don't mean you pick up their ways.
Like
they should be picking up your ways. Amen.
Yeah.
See, you the light. Don't let darkness come in and put out your light. You just shine so bright that they begin to shine. And if they don't like to shine, that darkness is going to leave anyway. Amen?
Yes.
But you got to reach out to folks. There's a lot of hurting people out there.
Oh my God.
We are at a level now that God is calling us to talk and tell everybody about Jesus.
Yes.
You got to be prayed up before you witness.
My God.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because there's so many false doctrines out there. So much crazy stuff on the internet.
My God.
And people have already adopted their own doctrine.
Yes.
And Satan got them caught up in this mess, and all they want from you is a debate and an argument.
My Lord.
You just give them the word right here.
Yes.
And if they can't handle that, say, I have to move on.
Yes.
But you know what? You just planted a seed.
Yes.
And I say, Lord, let this seed go to work.
Yes.
They're going to hear my voice at 3 o'clock in the morning. They can't sleep.
Yes.
They ain't going to hear nothing but Jesus coming in. Amen.
Jesus.
Now, I should have went over there talking to that preacher. He messed up my doctrine. And keep him messed up, Lord, till he fall on his knees and give his life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't let him rest.
Amen.
Until he come to know Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Heaven needs some more folk.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus is not coming down here to preach the gospel. That's our job. Amen.
Yes.
Church, we got to get outside of these doors.
Bless you, Jesus.
And when you walking and you talking to everybody, however they address you with respect, be that. I don't ever walk up to people. I'm Bishop Scott. Because I know too many different people that knew me in different ways. For some, I'm Scotty.
Yes.
For some, I'm Mike. For some, I'm homie.
Yes.
That's okay. As long as I can tell you about Jesus. They all know I know Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Now, a few still approach, they take off and go another direction.
Jesus.
Or as they drop the head, start doing something.
My
in the car, and I just knock on, hey, how you doing? Oh, how you doing? I didn't see you out there, but you see me now. Amen. Folk is hurting people. It's hurting people. And people need us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, the kingdom of God is within.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember
Hallelujah.
That. And I say this
Thank you.
Again. The spirit will follow the blood. The blood don't follow the spirit. And when I say that, if you're saved, that means that you've been blood bought. If you say, that means Jesus shed his blood and washed away your sins.
Yes.
All right? You receive salvation of faith. Every human being have to receive salvation of faith. Holy Ghost give you that measure of faith to get saved. Nobody just made up their mind they wanted to go get saved. That was the pull of the Holy Spirit. Okay, now you say salvation of faith. Now, what about the faith that pleases God? Amen. Take it to another level now. That's the one that's going to sanctify you and set you apart. And God still is not through with you. Get in the Word of God so that he can baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. So that you can walk in the power that the apostles walked in. Amen?
Yes.
Did you not notice those apostles when they were so full of the Holy Ghost? It was no bickering among them. Only time anything came between Paul and Silas. And he let about John Mark, he let him go. And so then he picked up Barnabas or Silas. And so they went, and Barnabas took John Mark with him. That's because Paul was so direct in what he was believing and doing. Paul said, you got to be with me or you going on down the road. Because this thing going to get heated up. If you can't take a little stuff doing now, you definitely ain't going to be able to handle when they start beating you, throwing you in prison. Folks, that's where God has taken us. I know the 2017 Christian is not ready for persecution. But you better get ready. Amen. You know, you better go to the gym, Holy Ghost gym, and get in shape. Amen. Amen. You know, in the natural, nobody playing any kind of sport going to just walk out of the street and go start playing. He might, but I guarantee you, when he get off that field, he won't want to go out there again. Amen. You got to be prepared. God is preparing us for the things that's about to happen in this world. Amen. But don't go condemning nobody. Go with the love of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, put the words in my mouth what to say to that person. Because the words that I speak to him may not be the same words I need to speak to her. But the Holy Ghost knows what she needs to hear. Amen.
Yes.
And you know what? When we make up in our minds, and that's what Powerhouse are praying for, God send forth a revival. Revive us. Set us on fire. Send us out that door. Let us not have peace in Walmart. Was it Ross Dress for Less? Pet store, H-E-B, don't let us have no peace if there's somebody that need to know about Jesus.
Jesus.
Them people going to think I'm crazy. Larry Ball said, I'm out of my mind for Jesus. Amen. It's time that we take out this little thing here and gain the mind of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. What do you have to fear? Look around at your prosperity. Look at all the blessings. Amen.
Yes.
How many know you're under God's divine protection?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know that? So what you afraid of?
Nothing.
They hurt my feelings. So what? You're going to get beaten after a while. You're going to lose stuff after a while. Amen? Yeah, you might have to give up that pretty little old car. You might have to give up that nice home. But don't you ever give up on Jesus. Remember, he got a mansion. Amen? I don't care how many 5,500 square feet and four cars and everything. It's not leaving here with you. Amen? Share Jesus Christ. You can tell your testimony, but every believer need to be able to witness. Amen. The good Samaritan woman shared what Jesus said to her. She didn't just stop and go home and tell that one man that wasn't her husband. She went and told the whole city. And then Jesus talked to them. They turned back to her. We heard what you say. Now we know for ourselves. Amen. The world have to know for themselves.
Yes.
I know it looks bad out there, folk. And through a lot of research, even Dr. Scott is doing, they got some folk called the nuns, N-O-N-S. Those are folk that have made in their mind that they approach God the way they want to. And they'll believe what they want to believe. And there's many people saying, I know God. No, you don't. You think you do. You know of opinion of God. To know God, you have to surrender to him. Amen? I hate to say this, sad to say, as many people been in church for 30 and 40 years still don't know Jesus. Amen? You know religion. You know the order of the service and protocol. But until he gets on the inside, you got to have your Damascus experience. Amen? And I say you got to get knocked down or something, but you got to ask God, God, make yourself real to me. Because when God make himself real to you, you know what? Nobody's got to tell you nothing about change. Because you know what? The Spirit of God inside you is going to hate everything on the outside. You're going to have that Isaiah experience. When he came into the presence of God, he looked at himself. Huh? You know, I'm a man with unclean lips among unclean people. And in your presence, I'm like filthy rags.
Jesus.
It's just the holiness of God.
Yes.
His presence is so great. And it doesn't come to condemn you. It comes to let you know that, hey, there's much more to this than what I see. Amen? Amen. God wants you to learn how to live in power and walk in power. Mm-hmm. As I said on yesterday, I say again, God is not looking for no woe is me Christians.
Amen.
People who keep making mistakes. Get in the Word of God. If your life does not line up with the Word of God, let it line up.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? You don't need somebody to come tell you that you ain't living right and you know you're not living right. Let the Word of God convict you.
Right.
Make up your mind, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Because
people can throw you off your game. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. Remember, the Word declares, if you're love of this world, you are enemy of God. You can't say that I love God. I go to church. If you love this world, you're an enemy of God. Amen?
Amen.
So, folk, I'm just giving what the Word of God says. And so, you know, I just hope that this message has touched somebody today. Because we're some blessed people today. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. All of you coming here today, you're not standing in the flood waters.
Amen.
You're not standing on the corner by a stop sign. You have a place to stay. You have food on the table. And you can have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
That's your choice. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
And the joy of the Lord can be your strength.
Yeah.
And he wants to shower down every perfect blessing. Amen?
Amen.
To everybody in here. And the God we serve, he can't run out. Did you know that?
Amen.
You can receive all your blessings. And he's going to get over here and say, well, Penny, come back Monday evening. I ran out of these blessings here. I had a special blessing for you. But no, you can get it right now. Whatever you need from God, you can have it right now.
Yes.
Condition is you surrender to Jesus Christ. Too often times we try to condition God. God, I'll do this if you do that. The days is over, folk. He who puts his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We got a God that's going forward. He wants you to go with him. Amen.
Yes.
All this play church, all this time we show up when we want to, them days are over.
Jesus.
How many know that God has integrity?
Yes, he does.
That's a part of his holiness. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. God expects us to have integrity. Amen.
Yes.
You're just a little white lie. No, that's a lie. I ain't going to be nowhere in the sin, but a little white lie is going to be a liar.
Jesus.
Cannot tarry in my sight. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not here to try to teach you to be perfect, because that's not the requirement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm teaching you to surrender and be obedient.
Yes.
So the perfect one can perfect you.
Yes.
We serve a mighty God. Amen.
Yes.
A joyous God.
Yes.
A glorious God.
Yes.
I want everybody to leave out here today shouting unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for this day.
Amen.
Not what happened yesterday, last week, week before, this day. Because
yes.
I can promise you thousands of folk did not see this day.
Amen.
But God allowed you to see this day.
Yes.
And if you can't think of anything, Lord, I thank you for life.
Yes.
I thank you for health and strength. I thank you for keeping me in my right mind.
Yes.
Amen. That's very important. I guess the older you get, you really thank God for keeping you in the right mind. My mother used to say, Lord, you know, you can have anything, but just let me keep my right mind in my eyesight. Why is she saying something like that? I know now. Amen. Amen. Because some folk wake up, went to bed talking, and the next day wake up, they don't know where they are or who they are. Amen. But God is the keeper. Make sure Jesus is your keeper. God bless you.
Yeah.